Welcome again.
We're here.
Episode 2.0. Episode 2.0.
2.0.
Meta podcast. You know how we start our episodes.
That means it's started and it's official.
We just tapped it.
Now I'm drinking this Monster Rehab and it's white dragon tea. And
it's not good.
Chris saw that I bought it. Tell him.
Here's how it is.
I'm afraid to drink it.
Now, if any representative from Monster are listening, I thank you for everything you've done for me. But the white dragon tea, it tastes like if an old lady would smoke for 91 years out of her life, all day, and then you walked up to her and started making out with her. It's not good.
I'm gonna try it.
He's trying it right now. Here we go. Dead on. How was my description? A little too much perfume she was wearing that day.
It tastes like if you're walking through Macy's.
Perfume.
Soon to be RIP. And then you put that in a can.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave it to my grandma.
Yeah.
But in a time machine when she was 5.
I kissed your grandma before. That is what it's like.
And then she held on to it. And if she opened it to me now and gave it to me.
This is probably ooh, all the old dust that got captured in there with it.
Think of all the dust and memories that are probably locked in this can.
Meanwhile, I've got Monster Rehab Peach, and it's probably way better. And by probably, I mean, I know it is.
Moral of the story is, drink Monster.
Yeah.
If that's what you're into.
Second moral of the story, Pokemon cards. What this episode's going to be about is the base set. Base set Pokemon cards.
No, that was just the first one, right?
Yeah, just the first one.
And now I said something about this earlier, or the first episode was this one with the champ.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to jump ahead if that's in the notes, but like, is this the one that I was referring to before?
Yes. So it's going to be not base set 2, not jungle or fossil, anything, just the very first baseline.
Now, I don't remember much about the cards and stuff like that, so this is going to be a journey for me, but base set. So was it base, jungle? It was like base like jungle and fossil?
Yeah.
Okay, so there was jungle fossil and there was base.
Yeah, base set came out first.
And base were just, you could buy just like the 11 card packs of base, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this was like, it wasn't, I don't think it was called base set at the time. They were just Pokemon cards.
Okay.
Might have been called base set. Another thing that we don't know, that we're not sure of. But it released in America January 9th, 1999. And so after this, there was base set 2. Now base set cards, just normal cards, if they were first edition, had the first edition sticker. Base set 2 had the little 2 on the other side, which I will show you because I have some here. Matter of fact, while we're talking, I'll give you some examples. This isn't going to work for the benefit of radio, but for us,
it is what it is, right?
So this is just base set. I'm showing him a Bulbasaur. There's no markings at all.
Oh, you're right.
All.
So there's nothing in the corner or anything like that.
Base set 2 had the little 2 next to it. Jungle had like the little bloomed leaf. Fossil had the footprint.
Now, if I remember correctly, and it's like this today, if I was going to play against you in a tournament, if I had this base deck, so I have a Bulbasaur that's a base deck, but if an Ivysaur that's base 2, I could not use them both at the same time. I had to have a base 1 Ivysaur.
That, I right? don't think so, because it's the same. Base set 2 was just like 1. It was just like second printing, kind of.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like jungle or anything.
So it wasn't like, because like, you know, now they'll have like a set that comes out for the year and that retires, and then you can't use those in competitive play. Like, if I was competitive play, I could take a first edition Charizard from back in the day and play it now. That would not be okay.
I don't know about that stuff. If
I
people
worked with
know.
A kid. I worked with a kid, and he played Pokemon. He didn't play the games, but he played the cards, and he would always go to the championships, and he did tell me that they do retire, so if you buy like a vintage card, you can't just whip it out in the middle of the deck.
That's kind of dumb.
But just, it's gotten so...
There's a lot to it now.
So busy now when you have like the levels and the X and stuff like that. I would imagine where a normal Bulbasaur would really benefit you probably.
Yeah. But I think, I'm pretty sure as long as it's base set and base set 2, because if you look at it, it's the same. I think it's the same thing. I think base set 2 is just like a reprinting of it. But when base set came out, there were 102 total cards in the set. 16 were rares that came in holographic and non-holographic form. Do you remember any of them? Let's see which ones you remember.
Okay.
Because I have a list right here.
Okay.
Let's just see if you know off the top of your head. I'm going to see if I know, too. I'll turn the list over.
Of
Just the rares.
Of the first edition ones?
Just the first base set.
Of rares?
Yeah.
Are these, Gyarados?
Gyarados is one.
Gyarados is one there. But now, was Gyarados, did he have... I had the holofoil one. Did he have a non-holofoil?
I think all of them came with holographic and non-holographic. So you could get either one.
Right.
Yeah, I think.
Because I know that's how some of them work. I know a guy had a holofoil Blastoise and a non-holo. Do you say holographic or holofoil?
I used to say holographic.
I used to say it too, and then one day I started saying holofoil.
Somebody used to say holofoil. I just call them holo.
Holo.
Which doesn't make sense, because they're not.
Yeah,
they're not big enough to have an empty middle.
So Gyarados, was Dragonite one of them?
Dragonite was not in base set. I think it was Fossil.
That would make sense.
Maybe Jungle. I think it was Fossil.
Is Chansey one? I feel like I can remember Chansey. I had a holographic Chansey. Was Clefairy one of them?
Clefairy was one of them.
Clefairy was one.
Which I would think Clefairy would be in, Jungle. But it wasn't. Maybe it was also, but...
Why would it be in Jungle? Clefairy's normal type, so I would think it would be base deck.
So we had Alakazam.
Oh, Alakazam. I had one of those, too.
Blastoise, obviously. Chansey. Charizard, obviously, which everybody...
Venusaur, right?
Yes.
No, Venusaur was in Jungle?
No, Venusaur was base set. Clefairy, Gyarados, Hitmonchan, Machamp, Magneton.
Poliwrath?
Yeah.
My Ninetales.
From the last one, yeah. Mewtwo.
Raichu.
And...
Zapdos.
Yeah.
Did you say Zapdos or Zapdos? I know there's no A in there, so it's not Zapdos. But I've always said Zapdos. Do you say Zapdos?
I say Zapdos.
Zapdos.
Not Zapdos. But here's the thing.
Why it is. Just like Rattata, Rattata.
Why is there no Articuno or Moltres, but there's Zapdos?
I was going to say, how about Dugong, too. I would think that he would be in there as well. And Starmie.
I think those might have been uncommon.
Dugong? I'm pretty sure I had a holofoil. I'm pretty sure there was a holographic Dugong.
Was it that set, or was it a different set?
It's probably a different set.
If you guys hear me flipping through stuff, I have a bunch of old cards I found.
I'm trying to go off memory, so I'm trying to picture them, and I don't remember the difference between base set and... second edition and whatever else.
Let's see if I could find. I don't think I have one of those in here.
How about, okay, so Zapdos is on there, but not.
Yeah, I don't know why the other two.
Articuno and Moltres?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Zapdos was in there. From my research, I saw it.
I mean, if anybody's listening, if they want to let us know.
Yeah, base set Zapdos. So Zapdos was in there. I don't know why the other ones weren't. Fossil had Moltres and Articuno.
I guess you'd want to see Moltres, you know?
Yeah, but then the other two I thought were just in Fossil. Right. Then there were also 10 rare trainer cards, which if you ever got a pack and got a trainer card as a rare, you would punch a hole in the wall. Clefairy doll, computer search.
Rare trainer cards.
Oh, yeah.
It reminds me of... A friend of mine had I might be the friend. I had a smaller book, but it was a book, and it would show all the Pokemon cards in it, and it had all the trainer cards, but it would go through and show the Japanese cards too.
Yep.
I remember showing all my friends at school because there was a silhouette of what looked like a naked Misty hugging a Starmie, and I'd just be like, "Hey guys, look at," because you could see like the curves of her body and stuff like that.
Little 8-year-old Scott showing naked Misty. De-evolution spray was one. Imposter Professor Oak.
I had evolution spray.
That's a de-evolution spray.
Oh.
Item finder, last Pokemon breeder, Pokemon trader, scoop up, and super energy removal were the rare trainer cards from base set. There were 20 uncommon Pokemon cards and 26 common Pokemon cards, which were not trainers or items like that. Those were just the actual monsters. The pack art had the final evolutions from the three starters, Charizard, Blastoise, and Venusaur. Oh, I just saw the picture of the trainer.
And it was Staryu, not Starmie.
She does not have any clothes on.
She is not wearing clothes, and she is holding a Starmie, or Staryu.
I don't know how to read Japanese, but that probably says Naked Misty and Staryu.
It says This increases your Staryu's Harden ability.
It does.
He does have Harden.
Not just Metapod. Now, do you know the difference between first edition and normal?
And normal?
Like just the normal base set.
I don't.
First edition? Good thing you don't. I'll tell you about it. First edition were marked with the first edition stamp.
I like how there's a Metapod right there.
Two of them. Both base set two. No, Metapod wasn't.
Holographics were only third evolution or final evolution, right?
Or just the rares. Now, did you see the first edition stamp?
Yes. I'm looking at a skip loom for anybody who's
they're sold out.
That I'm looking at stuff and you can't see it.
Yeah. First edition sold out very quickly and were among most of the most sought after cards in the trading card game. So the first edition were the ones that came out first, like first printing of them. And they had that first edition stamp. Along with first edition, other print runs include Shadowless and Unlimited. Now, Unlimited were the main ones that like everybody got that didn't have first edition marked on them. Shadowless were almost the exact same as first edition, but they were just missing the first edition stamp. Shadowless and first edition happened to have thinner HP and attack text, different than the Unlimited. So
thinner HP?
Yeah, like the font was a little thinner.
Oh.
We'll get into those.
Interesting.
Do you remember the Team Rocket set?
I do. I think I said that last pod because I bought the Team Rocket set, the booster pack, so I could have Charizard and Blastoise.
Did you get them?
Yeah, because, I mean, they were like the...
Oh, the...
They showed you, like...
The theme
bought,
deck?
Yeah, yeah. If you bought this deck, you're going to get Charizard because they were so rare. It was, like, the only way to get one.
I remember, I don't know what I did, but I saved up like $4 when I was little. And I went up to Walmart to buy a pack of cards and I bought a Rocket Pack. And I opened it and I got a holographic Dark Weezing, which got a holographic, not bad, but I was so mad.
Really?
Because I didn't get what I wanted. I don't even know what I wanted. I just didn't want that. And I kept asking my mom if I could return it to the store and she kept telling me no because I reopened it. And I didn't understand why I couldn't return it and try another one. But I got a holographic, so...
I mean, better than not. You're like a holographic. I know that Muck and Grimer's shiny is green. Isn't Weezing's green too? I want to say I like Muck's shiny, but at the same time, I can't say that because I don't really remember what it is.
Let's find out. So I'm gonna Google search right now. Weezing shiny form. I think it is too. It is. I think we're both wrong. Black.
Oh.
What? No, hang on. That's something else.
I know that Muck and Grimer are green.
It is kind of like green, because the coughing one looks a little green. Why is this so hard to find? I went to Google Image. You would think it would be better than this. Yeah, I think it's green. And like the smog, the little smoke things are purple.
Yeah, that's real cool. And the crossbone on his chest is probably different.
It's kind of like yellowy, like a cream color.
That's cool. Better than the purple.
Do you remember when the first pictures of Coffin came out, the crossbones were like above its head?
I do remember that.
That was kind of cool. I think they should have kept that.
But it was like on his forehead?
Yeah, it was like on his forehead and his head was like down. Let's see if we could find... Yeah, okay, so... The shining ones are green with like purple smog.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that one.
I always think if the shining was normal and then it was reversed and the normal one was a shining color, if I would like it better. I think it's just like the factor of, oh, this thing's rare and harder to get. That's why everybody likes it.
Yeah, probably.
But
do they make shiny cards?
Do they ever? You remember the Shining Celebi I was talking about that you had?
They're right. That was a dumb question.
They had Shining Charge. They had Shining like everything. And then they started having this thing where newer cards, which I say newer, is probably in like 2009 or 10. They were like Gold Star cards, and I think those were Shiny ones. And they do have... I remember Shiny Charizard was one that everybody wanted.
Well, yeah, I mean, nothing's cooler than a Black Charizard. Now, shiny Black Charizard Y, or Mega Y, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
What color is that shiny one? Because that one's already black.
Yeah, he's still black.
Is it?
Yeah, because the X, Charizard X, turns black without it being shiny.
Right, but what color is that shiny
form?
So, by
the shiny Charizard X?
Yeah.
No freaking clue.
Well, guess what? We have Google. We could find out. But right now, that's the Shining Charizard card.
That's pretty good.
I wonder if anybody really... If you guys know, and you think we're just being dumb, trying to figure it out. All right.
That's fine.
So what was that X or Y?
Mewtwo not in the face.
He is.
I don't see him on the list. Oh, I do. Never mind. Just kidding.
So apparently Shining Charizard X was green.
Ooh.
Mega Charizard X.
Yeah.
So he was like green and had red wings. Not really a fan.
It's not as cool as I think it would be.
It's not great. But it could be worse.
The black Charizard is really all I want.
Yeah.
But the Y, like, because he's like real clean cut. Like his wings are real edgy looking.
So another thing about first edition and Shadowless, both print runs did not have the drop shadows underneath the illustration window, which is why they're called Shadowless, duh, because there's no shadow down there, which is making them more valuable than other runs. And Unlimited was the most common run out of the base set prints. So if you see the little shadows around, like the little, around
the frame there?
Yeah. So Shadowless didn't have that.
Shadowless didn't have that?
Right.
That's why it's called Shadowless.
Yeah.
Okay.
And first edition didn't have that either.
So which apparently one's more rare?
First edition. Shadowless, yeah. Because those Unlimited was basically like the common out of all of them.
I hated this stuff when I was collecting.
Yeah. So that's all base set. Base set 2 is basically the same thing, but base set 2 I think added in more rares from like, this is going to be majorly wrong if I'm not right. I think base set 2 added in rares from Jungle and Fossil also. I think. Could be wrong. I'm probably wrong. But I think that's what they did.
I don't know why they would do that. But at the same time, I can see why they would. If that makes any sense. Because you want to keep them separated regardless of the run. But
then it's like, oh,
it's kind of like, oh, you know, we're going to go ahead and absorb some of these cards in the Jungle.
I can buy it again. I have a better chance of getting whatever these ones would be.
Was there a holographic Parasect?
This one?
No, that's Paris. Paris.
Oh, sect? No. Yeah. It just kind of looks like that. So another thing, each set that came out had their own theme decks. Like Jungle had a bunch of theme decks. Fossil had a bunch of theme decks. So the theme decks for base set were, let's see, I think they had five of them. So they had two player set, which was Fire and Fighting. That one came with the first edition Hollow Machamp. That's the Machamp that was wrapped up, like sealed by itself. And basically everybody had that card.
Right. And you just kept it in there because it had that really cool plastic around it. It was like sealed all around.
I don't have that with me, but I do have that somewhere. I tried to find it yesterday. I couldn't find it.
I had a few of them because eventually you kind of accumulate them because they're so popular.
Yeah. And then Blackout, which was Fighting and Water. That had Squirtle and Hitmonchan on the box cover. That one came with a Hitmonchan holo. Brush Fire. It was Grass and Fire. It had Charmeleon and Nidoran female on the box. And everybody was pumped because they thought you get a Charizard. But you didn't get Charizard. You got Ninetales holo. Which
that's where I got it from.
You did.
I do remember having a Nidoran male on mine.
Did you get that, the theme deck? Or did you just get...
I just got a pack.
Oh, okay. That was lucky then.
But maybe I just recommend... I can see the Nidoran mail in my head, but maybe I just got through like 11 card pack.
Overgrowth, which was Grass and Water, which had Gyarados and Ivysaur on the box cover. So people thought they would get Venusaur, but it was Gyarados Hollow. So the Gyarados Hollow wasn't bad. That was kind of cool. And then the one that I liked the most was Zap. I think because Pikachu was my favorite. That was Psychic and Electric.
Zapdos on the one of... On the cover, didn't it?
No, this one had Pikachu and Mewtwo on the box cover. Because these weren't packs, these were the theme decks.
Oh, that's right.
And that one came with Mewtwo holo. Which, speaking of Mewtwo holo, look what I have.
Oh! He has Mewtwo holo.
My Mewtwo holographic I just pulled out. So that's the one, that was when you get from packs, but also in the theme deck.
You have a Japanese one,
too? Also have Japanese holographic Mewtwo. So Scott's looking at those right now.
Oh, it's kind of cool because at the top of the Japanese one, it shows the level 53 as opposed to the American ones we have.
It's at the bottom.
You have to really look for it.
Yeah.
At the very bottom, it gives you... I forgot it. It gives you a like a Pokedex thing, right? Because it says,
yeah, like the little entry. Scientists
created this Pokemon after years of horrific gene splicing and DNA engineering experiments.
That's why Mewtwo is so mad at everybody.
Hey, dude. Oh, Pocket Monster. That's super cool.
Yeah, how the Japanese backs are way different than ours.
96 Pocket Monsters. Yeah, we just have this. At least they've had this one still forever.
Yeah, I like that they don't really change the backs. And if they do, I don't know, because I just have the older ones.
I'm looking at this Advanced Rulebook version 2 that I have, and it's talking about Dark Pokemon and Team Rocket, so this must be from...
the Rocket set?
Yeah, well, obviously it's Series 2 or whatever, version 2, and that was the second round of starter packs and stuff that came out with the Team Rocket ones.
I also realized the difference between the two Mewtwos I'm holding. The Japanese one is a lot darker. And at the top,
yeah,
the HP on the Japanese one is black, and it's red on the American one. But like the purple is a lot darker. I didn't realize that until just now.
I do like the overall color of the card better of the Japanese one.
Yeah, it's darker. It makes him look more evil. And the holographic is different, too.
Dude, he's not evil. He's just misunderstood.
I don't know. You ever see that first movie? He was pretty evil.
He
had a reason to be evil.
He was just mad.
He had Pikachu slapping himself. That made me so sad. And they turned, Ash turned to stone, and they started to cry.
Just the anime version of stop hitting yourself.
I think that, did the evil one cry too? He wasn't that evil. Ash turns to stone, good guys, bad guys cry, the tears fall on him, he turns back into 11-year-old.
Dark Charizard fight, or clone Charizard fighting regular Charizard.
Yeah, all the clones had was just Black like, Boys. And Mike Tyson face tattoos.
Yeah, that's how you could tell the difference. They just had weird designs on them, and they were just going to town.
They should have made those, yeah, like, cards.
We didn't know how to handle that.
But here's Gyarados holographic. The holo on that one's cool, too.
He looks more like Mega Gyarados in this one. Dragon Rage.
Because that's like, you see the full body. Gyarados pictures are weird, because sometimes it's like, oh, he's a super, super long one, and then other times he looks kind of like a can of pop falling over.
I just saw this thing, I don't know if you saw it, too, where they're talking about how, you know, like, episode one, they tease Ho-Oh there.
Yeah.
There was another one where they had a Mega Gyarados in the anime, like, years prior to it coming, being a thing.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It showed, like, it kind of coming out of the water, and it was, I think, I don't know.
So I know we're talking about base set, but base set 2 is basically the same thing. Not holographic, but I have a Snorlax from base set 2. Apparently the cards nowadays are way more overpowering. Because, like, if this card was good back in the day, it only had 90 HP, and its attack Body Slam only did 30. You needed 4 colorless energies to make it do 30 damage. Playing the game, it would take you 1,000 years to play one game.
It would take you a long time to play one game, especially if you're playing.
If you're playing, yeah, because I tried playing it the real way with my friend one time. It took, like, 2 hours, and I think a total of 3 Pokemon got knocked out.
Did you use that fold-out mat where it has the...
I think we did.
It showed, like, where you put the cards. It's, like, the deck here.
Yeah. I know I had my...
I used that for Yu-Gi-Oh! Too.
I had my Celebi, like, in a hard case, and he said it wasn't fair. And I said, look, I'm going to shuffle them the same. I'm just going to know when I'm getting it, but it's going to be protected.
I just picture you pulling out the deck to shuffle through, and you could clearly see where Celebi's at.
Somehow, it always ended up on top.
It's not like the Celebi card was, like, amazing, so it's not like you give it a huge head.
It's like 200... Well, no. Attack-wise, it was not... Like, the one I have now from... This isn't base set, but this is... Neo, it's either Discovery. I think it's Discovery. It only has 50 hit points, and it doesn't do anything. Psychic damage. Flip 3 coins for each heads. Put 1 damage counter on then fan Pokemon. So, all right. So it could do a lot, but...
Well, just like I was looking at one of my Arceus cards, and it said that it didn't do any damage, but one of the moves was, like, find 6 other Arceus in the deck and attach a different energy card to all 6 of them and then shuffle them back in the deck again. I didn't get it.
Now, I don't know how to play, but that doesn't make sense to me, because if you shuffle them all back in, maybe it's just like a time waster.
Yours is cool, though, because yours says the time travel.
Which is kind of a good, that's a good Pokemon power to have.
I remember when me and Chris were in like 6th grade, and he was telling me about Celebi, or maybe it was later on. But I remember we were in middle school, and you were telling me all about, because you had to go do special events back then were much harder to do. You had to go to like a kiosk and stuff. So you had to go to some event to get Celebi to then activate the time travel sequence in your
version you had. It was at 6 Flags, and Kids WB was there, and I met the huge frog, and I met Allie.
You kept bragging about meeting Allie. I remember that. You had a picture with her, too.
Yeah, I did. They had the Pikachu Beetle, Volkswagen Beetle there. They had a Lugia, what are those things? PT Cruiser. That was awesome.
That was a Beetle. That's a PT Cruiser.
The Pikachu was a Beetle. They had a Lugia PT Cruiser. Mm. I wanted to drive away, but I was like 10, and I didn't know how to drive. But this time travel, you know what? Let's save that for another one. Celebi is my favorite. We're gonna get to that one.
We could do a whole episode on Celebi.
We're gonna do an episode on like our favorite ones down the line.
Spoilers.
I have a Kangaskhan here. Kangaskhan was Kangaskhan. See, this is base set too, but Kangaskhan was not part of the original. Kangaskhan was from Jungle.
Was he on the cover?
So yeah, so base set 2 definitely had some Jungle ones in there because all the people that actually know. Probably furious that we don't know that much.
We never said we were like smart.
Matter of fact, we said we don't really know what we're talking about.
I think we did warn that in episode 1. So if you didn't listen to episode 1, go back and listen to it.
And if you don't want to, guess what? We don't know what we're talking about a lot of the time.
There should be a disclaimer at the beginning of every episode.
We could make that.
We'll put it with our ad.
Now, one thing I like, I was talking about my first edition Pikachu in episode 1. Apparently, I don't have it, but I do have just a normal base set Pikachu here. A little beat up. Looks like someone pooped on it.
Such a fatty in that one.
Here's the thing. See the cheeks are yellow?
Yeah.
First edition Pikachu was also known as Red Cheeks Pikachu because it had red cheeks on the first edition card.
Do you see that as his ears and like the marks on his back are like, they're not, aren't they supposed to be red or orange or something? They're like blue.
Oh, yeah. They're kind of like purplish.
Yeah. See it?
Yeah. Right. I think they're like black. In real life.
I know they kind of fade into his tail, so that's why I thought it was...
But like this right here. So this is the first edition Pikachu. See how its cheeks are red? And they're not on there.
I do see that. And this one, but this one's first... This is not first edition.
No, it's the same set. This is just the first edition one. So I'm showing him the difference between first edition, which was Red Cheeks Pikachu, and then just the normal one that came out and base set that wasn't first edition.
You think that's
that was just yellow.
That was like an ink thing.
I don't know. I wish I still had my Red Cheeks Pikachu. That was one of the first ones I had. But, man, Pikachu is a blob.
He is a... Remember when Ash looked like this? Also doesn't help for our listeners, but...
He kind of looks like a... He looks like a little jerk.
He just looks like really early anime. But his vest that he's wearing, it looks like a Pokedex.
Does it?
Kind of. That's what I'm thinking of.
A little bit. I like... It looks like a hood, like a hoodie.
I think it is a hoodie. He has a hat on, so.
Idiot. I loved Ash so much. I named my first character when I was playing Pokemon Yellow. I named him Ash.
I think I did too.
I don't think I started naming myself Chris until, probably going Silver. So just Yellow, I was Ash.
Well, you have to be because it follows the anime.
Oh, I got some stories about the games when we get into those later episodes. Surfing Pikachu. Yeah.
You can they put that into the in the eShop one you could buy. They just made that place now. It's unlockable. You can just go.
It was a lot cooler.
I remember you showing it to me when we were kids.
I don't know how I got that. I think I went to an event, but I only remember going to that one event.
Yeah.
But I got a Pikachu that knew surf. Not getting into it now. That's for another episode, but that was cool. Since I have my cards out, I know we're mainly talking about...
Hey, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Did you have
your show? Let's just do whatever you want to do.
It's my world. You're just living it. Did you have the Game Boy game?
The card game?
Yeah. I didn't.
I had a Yu-Gi-Oh card game. So, no, I did not. But I had Pokemon Puzzle Challenge, which was cool. It was like Tetris, but you get to catch. And I had, wait, I didn't. I didn't have Puzzle Challenge. Pokemon Pinball.
I had a little rumble pack with it, right?
Yep. And you got to catch Pokemon. I caught a Mew, I think. Yeah, it was weird. You do good enough on these levels, and then one would appear, and your ball turned into a Pokeball.
Yes.
You had to hit it like 3 times.
Do you remember that? I didn't have that either.
That one, I know it had Totodile and Cyndaquil and Chikorita in it, so that must have came out second gen.
Didn't you have to put a battery in it because it had that rumble thing? I feel like it was the top, maybe.
I think it was like a double AAA.
Man, it could be no battery for all I know.
But that was cool. I want to find the game. I remember, though, that's how I found out Santa wasn't real.
It took you that long to find out?
Well, Santa. He is real. Santa's real. But...
Project Santa.
But gosh, the thing is, when I don't remember what I did, but I found, before Christmas, I found that game wrapped up, and it said, "To Chris from Santa," and it was in my parents' room.
Mm.
So, of course, I instantly thought, oh, Santa's not real. But what it really is, he just came early because going to all those houses every night, yeah, it's tough to do. So he just dropped it off earlier.
It's wearing
hair until Tim Allen took over. Future episode, Tim Allen will be one of our guests.
Yep.
That would be cool.
I just remember a kid had the trading card game for the Game Boy, and I was like, what? I wasn't really into it.
Now, I know this is way off topic and off.
Go there.
It's not even off topic. It's off subject. But the Yu-Gi-Oh! Handheld game was fun. You had to really play the game, but it was fun. That's why I'm talking about Yu-Gi-Oh! But if the Pokemon one was like it was in real life, playing the game, that would still take forever.
Mm-hmm.
People that actually play the game, you are stronger than me.
Yeah, that Tyler, my friend who does actually play the game, good for you. Because I remember him telling me, he was like, hey, I play Pokemon. So I instantly start talking about the games. He's like, oh, I don't play those. Now, I only do the card game. And I was like, ooh, I don't see many of you.
The way I would do the real game, I would not use any energy or anything because that takes too long. If you just like put it down, like, oh, here we go. Espeon. Quick attack, 10 plus. Psybeam, 30. All right.
Was there a dice? There wasn't a dice involved, but
there were damage counters and like.
You had the counters, which were the little rocks.
Yeah.
And then you had the energy cards, which you just had to find in your shuffles.
Yep.
But these moves would be like, hey, to use flamethrower, you need four red cards. But didn't you? You're going to have like five cards in your hand, though, right?
So well, like fire spin. Like Charizard's fire spin did 100 damage. You needed four fire energies for it.
Yeah, that's something.
And that was it.
And how do you? I think that's exactly what I was like. And I had a lot of energy cards.
You had to discard two fire energies after that. Then you had to get two more to put it on there just to do it again, just to get rid of them again. You know how I know?
You have a Charizard?
Showing Scott right now. Holographic Charizard.
What?
Base set 2.
How did you get that? Did you buy it later on?
I think that's the one I bought when I was like 12, and it was like 36 bucks.
How's this one? Like, so you have your Celebi card, which is in the
hard... Be careful.
I will. Which is in the hard plastic, which is also in another plastic sleeve.
Yeah.
But you just have Charizard holographic willy-nilly here in the...
It had its own thing, but I put it in there just so it doesn't get scratched or anything.
That's crazy. Saves only 5'7".
He's everybody thinks the Charizard is like super tall and everything. He's really short, actually.
Yeah. So like, if you were to ride him, he would look pretty funny. If I rode him, it would look normal. But if you rode him, for anybody listening out there who don't know who we are, I'm 5'6" and Chris is like 6 feet.
Yeah.
This was I never thought I'd actually hold one of these.
You never had one? I thought you had one.
No, this is a big moment for me.
Live on radio. You guys are hearing it first.
This is crazy. And my boy's up there in the corner.
Go Charmeleon. Actually, let me see that again, because I haven't seen that out of the thing in a long time.
Also, like, Haunter was a Hall of Foil, too.
Yeah.
So I guess you didn't have to be Final Evolution to be Hall of Foil. You have a Light Dragonite? What's that?
Oh, yeah. So that was in... Let me put this back in there. So the Light Dragonite was part of the... Oh, like...
Any of Jirachi.
Yep. Yeah, you can go through there now.
Go.
All the rares are from that page on. Gengar was a sweet rare too, but that's I don't remember what set that was. I don't think that was base set.
Frostlass, is that a Gen 4?
Oh yeah, that's probably one of those.
But you have
more
two
later
cool,
on ones.
You have two cool ones. Yeah, it says in the corner, Poke Power. Yeah, 478 is his index number, so that's got to be Gen 4.
I wonder if people actually like if they played like I did. Where you didn't use the energies and stuff. I wonder if they still evolved. Like, got a Charmander and then had to wait to use Charmeleon.
If I got a Charizard in my pack, you bet your butt I'm putting
Charizard on. Charizard was another one I used to have in the hard top loader and then shuffled it into my deck. You know when you're getting them. Whatever.
This Entei's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was one of the promo ones when the movie... What movie was that? It was
that
the second
was the
movie.
Third movie.
Was it the third one?
Yeah, because the second one was Pokemon 2000. That had Lugia and Ho-Oh, and the third one had the three dogs. And then I like how Dark Slowbro looks pissed. And there's a Team Rocket guy in the background.
Yeah, because that's from the Rocket set, isn't it?
He looks like a football player.
Who does? The Team Rocket guy?
Yeah, look at this.
I don't even... It looks like they're both underwater.
I see a football player.
Oh, yeah, it was just Pokemon 3, the movie. But that came with the Entei promo that Scott's looking at right now.
Do you have a different Arceus than I do?
I have two.
Yeah, I have two too, but I think you have a different one than mine.
Check it out.
Check it out.
But the I remember seeing that movie in theaters, and it was me and my dad, and then my friend's little brother and his dad. My friend was in there. I was like 11. I think this kid was like 9. And he turned around to me because he was in front of me, and he was like, "Aren't you too old to be watching this movie?" I was like, "Well, I'm 11." But I don't know. Maybe I am too old to be watching this movie. And now I have a podcast about it, so
sure.
Whatever.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this Kyogre, I had to do something rare to get him. I feel like I had to. He came in something by itself.
Like a through the mail thing? Maybe?
Not through a mail thing, but like I had to buy. I don't know. But I feel like it didn't come through a booster pack. I feel like it came with a special edition of the game or a magazine.
Oh, it could have been like Shonen Jump. Those came with a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh cards all the time.
Something like that. I feel like that's how I got that.
Seeing all these different, like the rockets
this one
and stuff.
Is different because I have. Do we have this one? This Arceus? I have this one. But you have a different one. That's electric type.
Yeah, because I remember back in 2009 when we started going and getting cards again. I think we got like an Arceus, it might have been a 10. And I think you got one of your Arceus from there, and I got one of those ones from there. But the same one we got was like the cover of the tin.
Yeah, I think. I think you're right.
I like my unknown on the bottom, the holographic unknown. That was Neo Discovery or Genesis or something.
I never had an unknown, but I like how at the top it shows you, because it's like the art, he's doing stuff.
Yeah.
You can't really tell it's an A. You can, but you can't. So at the very top, it says unknown, and it has, like, the shape of the A.
Right.
Unknown.
The cool thing is I have that card, but in the games, I also had a shiny unknown A.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know how, but...
I once sat there when Diamond was still current. I think we were waiting for Platinum to come out, so I was just trying to find... I was just playing a game to do things. So then I caught all 26... Right, is that my letters in the alphabet? 26... separate numbers of it, and once you did that, then that unlocks the exclamation mark and the question mark.
Yeah.
And so I have a box in my diamond version, which I think I can still... Maybe I'll send you a picture tonight if I find it, but where I have the entire box is all the unknowns.
Now, unknowns
are...
Which
is sad, because they haven't been in the games for a while, I don't feel like. But you can't get them.
That was a cool thing, which...
Well, I remember thinking it was stupid originally, but...
I remember, that's for another episode. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. I'll bring it up in that episode again later on. I heard that if you had six spots in your party, there's six letters in Celebi. If you get C-E-L-E-B-I, put them in your party, go to the ruins of Alf, walk around, Celebi will pop up. Let me tell you, I did it for 8 hours and nothing popped up. And I thought I spelled it wrong. I was so mad. But I'm here to debunk that. That does not work. That's like the stupid truck thing with Mew, which we'll get into again. Man, see what happens. I get mad when things don't work.
There was the truck thing with Mew. There was, what was the other ones? I acted like I was going to start listing them all off. I forget now. But the truck one, I tried numerous times. Just kept trying.
Yep.
Today's the day. Strength, no. Cut, no.
Truck doesn't work. You know what else doesn't work? Having all the unknown spell Celebi in your party. That doesn't do a thing. Oh,
that's,
I'm so mad.
That'd be such a cool thing for them to do, though.
You think they would have. I'll fix those pages later. Don't worry about it. I need a new binder.
I do like looking at this, though. And seeing
all the old ones. Look at that Dark Vaporeon on the bottom from Rocket.
Yeah, I had that one, too. But the only thing is, its bite does 30, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
But it's only got 60 health points.
I feel bad that these people don't know what we're showing. But they could hear. We're describing them.
I think we're doing a fair job.
Yeah, all three of our listeners.
Hi, Mom.
There's Ponyta. There's the one that, one of the first, that's not the actual one of the first ones I had, but Ponyta was one of the first ones I had.
Nidoran. I like this, the whole page came out. Grimer, the one he's coming out of the sewage pipe, and the other one he's
got his arms around the trash, aka maybe his girlfriend. I like...
All these pages are coming out.
I don't like when they started doing the reverse holographic thing. Like, each pack came with the reverse, but, like, it would be, like, a common reverse holo. So
right.
I didn't like that.
It'd be like, I have a Pikachu that's a reverse common.
Ooh, excuse me. I didn't know that.
I think it's Pikachu. I'll look at it in a second. Krabby, that kind of brings me back. Staryu was, like, weird because...
It was laying on the sand.
But it looks like it's, like, animated.
Right.
You have, like, these ones are, like...
Clearly drawn.
Clearly drawn, but this one had to be animated.
And like the other ones,
and were, later on, like 10 years later, they have animated ones.
They started having ones that looked like two-toed Isles.
This is cool because one's facing left and one's facing right.
Yeah, they're friends. They're gonna hang out. Did you see how Squirtle was like
first edition too?
Squirtle was like green at the beginning.
And War Turtle looks really cool too. I had War Turtle. He's like real edgy.
I don't also like how some of the cards later on were like claymation, and I know you wouldn't like that because you hate claymation.
Claymation ones?
I don't know if I have any with me, but.
Eevee's hollow foil too. Or it looks hollow foil.
It's not.
It's not. That's what a trickery.
I like how the Rattata from base set, the chewing marks on the branch it's standing on. Mm-hmm. Like, he did some damage to that thing.
Look at Tauros. He looks like...
What set was that from?
Jungle? He has two of them, back to back.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He has a second edition and a...
Jungle?
Jungle.
What is that Jungle? Look at?
It looks very cartoony.
It is Jungle. Yeah, he does.
I like Tauros a lot.
Taurus has got a donk.
He does got a donk.
That means butt.
Do you want the jungle one facing or the second edition one facing?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Put jungle first because jungle's cool.
Jungle's cool. If I get in there. Ooh, Rhydon too. You know Rhydon was the first Pokemon?
Was it? I didn't know that.
Yes, that's why whenever you go through the games and you see all the
statues, he's always one of the... Rhydon. Nice. So we want to talk about base set today because that's basically where everything... started from. And that's at least where everything started with me.
This Murkrow's really cool too. It's like all black. I remember liking Giraffe Egg too, but he's really not that good.
Yeah.
And Sandslash. I remember I had a Sandslash. I really liked my Sandslash.
So Scott just brought up, what is it? Black Triangle Error Booster?
Yeah, first? So they're right here. There's a graded pack of Black Triangle Error Booster pack. It's got Charizard on it. And I don't know if this price is accurate because it's kind of like a clickbaity website, but it says up to $8,700 for an entire sealed box. $8,700. It says, why is it worth so much? It says that, because you don't know what kind of rare cards are in it because it's the first edition, but it's a Triangle Error Booster Pack, which means they're supposed to stop... runs, or they were supposed to, it says they were created when the factory was supposed to stop printing first edition booster packs, but didn't. Instead, they covered the first edition symbol with a black triangle. The factory only printed a couple of hours worth of mistake cards. These cards are only worth something if they're inside the booster pack, about $250. When they're in a sealed booster box, however, they're worth even more. That's funny that you don't even know how many were made. It's just, I don't know, a couple hours worth.
I like how the cards are worth more when they're not the cards, basically. The cards are worth a lot when they're in the pack and in the box.
Right, you could have a...
I could have a bunch of black fruit boosts. You know what I'm saying? Those triangle things in this right here. Black no idea. The Weedles.
Weedles, and then it's worth $1 billion.
But not anymore, because I took them out of the pack.
It's a shiny Charizard card, too. That's really rare, too, but that's not... It's like silvery, kind of.
Yeah. But... So my story of buying that Charizard, I was in sixth grade. I think I was on my way to my aunt's house, and I think it was like $36. I went and bought it from the card store, and I took it with me to my aunt's house, and I would take it with me to school every single day because I don't know why. I just liked it, so I'd have it in my pocket, like my cargo pants hanging down side right pocket, and anytime I was bored in school, sixth grade, I would take it out and look at it. Was I in sixth grade when I was 12? Whenever I was in sixth grade.
We would turn... I turned 10 in fourth grade, so I turned 11 in fifth grade, so I turned 12 in sixth grade.
Perfect.
Is your Mewtwo Shadowless?
If
so, it could be worth up to $1,500.
We're going to find out right now if I'm getting $1,500 possibly.
It just says that the base... It's got a holographic, though. It says it's exceedingly rare.
No, it has a shadow. Dang it. Plus, it's got a huge crease in it, I just noticed.
Well, is the Japanese one shadow, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, yours is pretty beat up. Not really beat up, but a little beat up. Pretty beat up.
It's kind of beat up. My Charizard is not shadowless. Oh, my Gyarados is. Look up shadowless Gyarados. Holo. Oh, man. This might be $30 live on the radio.
Do you have a Venusaur?
I do, but I don't know where it's at. I bought that for $7 when I was playing baseball one day. Bought it before the baseball game. Didn't want to play baseball. All I wanted to do was look at my card.
What was it? Shadowless?
Shadowless Gyarados. That'd be cool.
It's a search thing. $800.
No way.
Is it holophone?
Yeah.
Shadowless?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see a shadow. Do you?
Well, this one says at eBay for $800. And then this one
says... I'm putting mine on eBay for $7.99.
But this one is... That's for not graded, and there's a graded one for $49. And this one says $34.99.
I could probably get $9.
That's a really aggressive price difference. This one says $5.45.
Well,
it's all over the place.
That went out the window.
Friggin' eBay. There's also a Blastoise, too.
If any listeners want to buy a Shadowless Gyarados, $550.
If you have a first edition Shadowless Blastoise, it's worth the same amount.
I had Dark Blastoise also. My brother found it in a parking lot. Really? Holographic, yeah, he gave it to me. I think I went to play with my friends and I set it outside on my, like on a bench on my deck. It was still there when I got back, luckily.
I didn't know Shadowless was even a thing up until today. And now there's a Venusaur one that's $6,500 if it's Shadowless and first edition.
The one I bought, I don't know if it was first edition or not, but I bought it for $7 at the card store.
I find it weird that you remember how much it was.
Oh, yeah, because I had to slave over whatever I did.
Right, back then, it was please say $7? $14?
$7. And it was hollow, too.
It was a big deal when you were a kid.
That was like 2000. You could
have bought a bunch of packs instead. I would always buy packs instead of single cards. There's a few times I bought single cards. I think the Selby you have, I bought singly from a card shop.
That one?
I think so. I don't remember being much, though.
I mean, it was only like 18. But I saved up all my allowance for that Charizard. And then in like 2000 or 2001, I got an advance on my allowance to get Pokemon Silver. So I got a $26 advance in my allowance. I got $1 a week. So I got 26 week advance. And I have not gotten my allowance again since then. And I'm 29 years old. And I think my dad's pulling my leg because I should have started getting it again. It's been more than 26 weeks. Yeah, every time I saw him on Saturday, he'd give me $1. And I was like, hey, before you pick me up, I need a $26 advance. And he said, all right. I didn't expect him to say, all right. That's probably because he knew I'm never paying him any money ever again.
Right. This is the one time, kid.
But I got it, and I got the book with it. Yep.
I have my Heart Silver and Heart Gold book.
I found those the other day, too.
I can't find the big box, so I have the case for Soul Silver. And I never used the Poke Walker, so I still have the tab in mine.
Yeah.
Never took that out, and I have the clip thing. I don't have the big cardboard box that came around.
I think I do still. I know exactly where it's at.
Because they're worth a lot of money if you have
the
cardboard. If you have the cardboard box, they're worth,
I have that.
A fair amount of money.
Just like I thought my Gyarados was worth.
Well, this is a base Pokemon, a base deck Mewtwo, and it's worth $800, and it's because it's an error, obviously, but it's a Kids WB one, but it's stamped, and it's upside down on the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Now, that Mewtwo is cool. The art on this Mewtwo that we're looking at is different than the art that's the Mewtwo art that was on the box for the theme deck.
Yeah.
Which came with that Pikachu. That
smog or that fog behind him.
Yeah.
Stuff.
And then the one that the two I have must be from the packs because it's total different artwork. I remember, I don't know, when I was little, I didn't think that there was as many sets as there were. I would just see like my friends with different cards, like the Gym Hero cards and Gym Challenge cards. And I was like, oh, I don't know how they got those. I didn't know that it was a total different set back then.
Right.
Because they had base set 2, Jungle, Fossil, Rocket, Gym Challenge, Gym Heroes.
Yeah, if you have the whole thing, it's like $150 for a Soul Silver.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, episode 2 in the books. What do you say, Scott?
Thank you for joining us on this ride.
Thanks for hanging out on this tremendous adventure we took today. It was better than just not doing anything.
It's better than, I don't know, recording episode 2.
Yeah. We figured if we were going to make episode 2, we should record instead of not recording it. So, episode 3, hopefully next week. Hopefully it won't be 2 weeks like this time. We're going to try to do it every week.
Yeah, that's the plan.
So,
we have plenty of topics, so I'm not worried about it.
We have 2 more topics, and then we're going to call it a wrap on this podcast.
4 episodes, 1 and done.
4 episodes, and then that's it. We could carry on like this all night. So we're going to end it right here. Thank you for listening to this episode. We will hear you.
Rate us on whatever you're listening to this on, please.
And just like last time, smile later.